And he played. What happened in America?
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What do you have to...
We did, and who asked you out just now?
You piss off, woman.
Don't talk to me like that.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
Shut up. Fuck you. Call me a stinky, stinky fucker.
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
All right, everybody, we are here. Finally here. Why are we here again? Oh, yeah, for that. Hey, man, it's Madhouse Radio, man. Thanks for tuning in, man. I keep hitting the microphone. That's great radio right there, everybody. Quality, quality stuff. All right, folks. Madhouse Radio is back. We're here in full effect. 100% not for concentrate. Carlito is here tonight. And 98.6 degrees of his mouth is beaming onto the microphone right now.
98.6.
The mouth. That's right. Respect the mouth. The mouth is open. The mouth is in session, everybody. Madhouse Radio has returned. Milkman, of course, is here. Milkman making his triumphant return to the internet machine, which is Madhouse Radio. What's going on, Milkman? Very good statement. I'm sure if Milkman was here, he'd be like, yeah, man, I just got back on, man. Milkman will be joining us shortly. Milkman, I guess he never really left the show. He just wasn't on the satellite link-up. But we got him back, man. I told you guys I'd get him back. The rest of you didn't believe me. Ted, Tuck the Warrior, Baz are here as well with Milkman tonight. What's up, gentlemen? How are you? Is anybody able to talk? I think I know what I did. Let's try that again now. Now, can anybody hear me now? Please say something. There we go. All right, finally. All right, I forgot to hit the button to turn on the satellite. The satellite was not turned on. I did not start my satellite receiver.
Captain Picard there in California was sending me a message as well.
Captain who? Captain Retard? Crazy fuck?
Picard, yeah. Captain Picard there.
Oh, yeah.
He works for ICBM now.
Oh, he does. Hey, Milkman, can you turn your can you turn your microphone up? You sound great. You just got to turn it up a little louder. You can do that.
It was my fault that there was a delay tonight, so I want to apologize to the listeners.
No need to apologize.
I had computer problems, and I am back.
Yeah.
I'm back, and hopefully, everybody closes the stream, we're going to get some laughs in, because Big Ass Carlito's got some fun planned for us.
Heck yeah. Milkman, I took care of it on my end. Don't worry, don't touch your mic at all now, because you'll be too loud if you do, all right? Leave it alone. Don't touch it.
All right.
Don't you touch
it until you say something.
You don't do anything until I say you do it.
This is Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
Captain Ted Webb is on the line as well, of course, as we said.
This is Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise International Edition.
You know what was on my head, in my head all day today? Was engage. I kept thinking engage, engage, and I don't know why. I just kept thinking that engage. Like I would go to the copier and I'd press the copy machine and I'd say engage. And I think someone heard me and thought I was weird or something. But hey, you know, I grew up watching that show.
Mr. Crusher, the shitter is full.
The shitter is full, Mr. Crusher. Anyway, we have... Yes, all the gentlemen here. Tuck, I see, is here as well, host of Revolutuck. Ted is the proprietor of something. He's the proprietor of Blue Planet Hosting. Of course, and Ted Webb, of course. And we are, of course, here as well. So be sure to reach us tonight. Milkman, go ahead and give out that toll-free line for people to call in, please, if you could.
Hey, man, that's right, man. We are going to take the dime, and you give us the time. It's 888-278-8509. You can join in the show live. Give us some pranks and suggestions. Give us a call.
That's right. Also, be sure to, of course, go to madhouselive.com. That is the official homepage of the show you're listening to. You are listening to us, of course, on the Extended Madhouse Radio Network. Primarily, of course, we do want to say we are definitely on our flagship station, which is syndicateradio.tv. Syndicate Radio. Be sure to listen to Syndicate Radio if you're ever out there listening to stuff, because Syndicate Radio is where it's at. You just heard a great show by Gary the Retard of the Howard Stern Show fame. Howard Stern Show Whack Packer, Gary the Retard. I think he lives in Oregon. Is that right, Tuck? You listen to the Stern Show. He's from Oregon, right? Or Washington State, something like that. He's in the Pacific Northwest, I think. Don't they fly him out?
I don't know where he's from.
I think they fly him out to, or is that the other one? Is that Elephant Boy? I think one of them lives out in Oregon. I think it's him. I don't think he lives in New York. I don't know how that works. I don't know what's up with that. Anyway,
they fly him out, but I don't know where he lives.
I think it's Oregon. Yeah, I know they always have to fly him when he comes in. He doesn't come in as much, I think, because he comes from far away or something. I don't know. Anyway, they call him a lot, though. A lot of calls to him, I believe. All right, well, like I said, syndicateradio.tv, a lot of good stuff. I was privy last Friday to hear a good show by Zolar, and I also heard Hooknose Mike. Hooknose Jew, rather. He did a good show on... on Syndicate Radio last Friday. It was pretty good. It was my first time finally being able to catch him. I had a very busy schedule up until last Friday. Kind of been in the last calm here before the storm to the end of my semester.
What's the difference between Hooknose Mike and Hooknose Jew?
I don't know, man. There's two different cats, all right? But they're good people either way, all right? There's a Hooknose Mike. There's a Hooknose Jew.
Okay.
Hooknose Jew is the... I think that's Howard Stern. It's Hooknose Jew. That's what they call him, Hooknose Jew. Anyway, Hooknose Jew wasn't on here, but... So, yeah, if you want to... Oh, sorry, I'm taking a hit from a cigar. It is a cigar. There's nothing bad. Nothing bad here tonight, folks. Yeah. If you want to reach me on AOL or Yahoo Messenger, you can do so. Madhouse Radio is the... is the screen name Madhouse Radio for AOL and Yahoo Messengers. If you're using MSN Messenger, as I always say for some weird godforsaken reason, you can also reach me at madhouselive@hotmail.com is my identity on MSN Messenger. That comes straight here to me live. So if you're out there, you don't have me added, add me. And let me know what's up. Let me know if you think we're doing good or not. A lot of people are online right now. We got a lot of people in the chat room. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us in. I always fuck that up. Joining us tonight. We do have a lot of podcast listeners. Three new episodes of the podcast went up this weekend. Last weekend, actually. Actually, no. I think it was Monday. So if you haven't gone to the site recently, there's all the reason to do so now, because there are three new episodes of Madhouse Radio edited up there for you to listen to. Also, if you join the new forums there, you can go ahead and check out the newest prank call, which we will be playing on the break at the top of the hour, a little bit at the half of the hour. We'll take a break around 11:30, I think, tonight, and we'll play that prank call. What was it called now? Children Who Break Up Marriages. A great call, an excellent call from last week. Not an official prank call, but a prank call nonetheless that we will play. You can only get it in the forums at madhouselive.com. Look at that. Someone's already added me to MSN. People do... I'm coughing here tonight. People, you know, there's a lot of people in on MSN lately. I think I have all of like four or five people on there up until recently. Lately, I've been getting a lot of people on MSN Messenger. I didn't know it was that popular. It's really... from what I've said before, I think it's really only popular like overseas, not in the United States. I don't believe, but I could be wrong. So anyway,
there must be a new update or something going on with that application.
Maybe it's inbred with inbred with Vista. Of course, everyone joining us in the chat room. As I said, thank you. We got Baz, and Baz is in here too. We got Fall, Cocaine's up, Lonesome Loser, of course, checking in. Nunu, MST3 Clay is also in the chat room. The Talon, Mr. Ripley, all of you kids, thank you very much for joining us. Lonesome Loser, I'm sure, is busy confirming numbers now. I see has sent already quite a few of those numbers for us to prank call. I see Spike Mike, of course, is also in the house. Good to see Zolar. Of course, Zolar will be on tomorrow night. Man, my mic is way too hot. There we go. That's better. Zolar will be on tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Syndicate Radio. Be sure to check that out. Zolar Vision, very good show. My favorite show when I'm not listening to Madhouse Radio is Zolar Vision. You heard that here first, everybody. And, a lot of people in there. Dino's in there, too. Good to see Dino in the house. I see the dads wandering around. I see Recludes listening in right now. Recludes communicating with us right now. and that's good. Maybe he'll join us later. I don't have any news to talk about, which is good news for most of you, because I think all you want to hear prank calls. Is that right? Yeah, man, that's right. All right, guys. Who wants to hear prank calls? Let's hear it.
Yeah,
falutin' tootin'.
All right, we got
to... Hell yeah, let's get some calls going down.
All right, let's do that. All right, so let's see what we got here from Lonesome Loser. Remember, if you have a number you want
let's
us to...
Let's do exactly that.
Yes, that's exactly what we'll do. If you have someone that you want us to prank call for you, it's not too hard to get that information to us. If you go to the Madhouse Live webpage, click on Request a Prank, and in there you'll be magically whisked away to a form where you can enter the information of your prank call, and we will do it for you here live in the air tonight for free. No charge to you, all charge to us. It costs us about $50 per prank call we do. So be sure that you use it or lose it. And there's only so much in the budget left, so please do that. Anyway, Nunu has sent in a number. Yes, Milkman, you're going to say Nunu has sent in a number, right?
I am going to say Nunu has sent in a number, and we do have access tonight to our friend out there listening to International Card.
Oh.
So if we want to make some international calls, tonight is the night.
That's right.
Up and running with the famous Madhouse International Call Service. I would like to mention that a guest is also on my TalkShoe account right now.
All right, who's this?
So, and if you want to bring him in, the Dead is over there listening and enjoying the show as we speak.
The Dead's on TalkShoe.
I have him on my TalkShoe account right now.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm in the TeamSpeak, Carlito.
Hey, man, what are you talking about? Man, I don't see him in TalkShoe. Let me look at that again here. There's only you and me in TalkShoe.
He's on my number. He's under my account.
You stupid bitches. I'm in the TeamSpeak.
Oh, the Dead's like on now, on the air now? Like he could say something if he wanted to?
Yeah. Yeah, if you unmute him, he can talk.
He's not. I don't see him at all. He's not in there, man.
He's in my number.
Oh, he's using... Oh, I see.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I three-weighed him in my account, dude.
Right.
Talk
shit.
I'm going to mute my phone now.
Hey, the Dead, how you doing,
Dead?
Man?
I think you're on.
This is a fucking shit, man.
Yeah, it is. What? What is your problem? Dad, I had no idea you were on, man. How you doing, Mr.?
No, I'm not saying fuck you to you. I'm saying fuck you to whoever that fucking mocked me.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. I don't know who mocked you. I thought it was Ted, but that's okay. He loves you. You guys are great friends. Remember he bailed you out of jail that one time?
I'm just messing with
They're
you.
They're just joking around,
yeah.
DD, man.
He doesn't understand.
These guys are, man. The crazy prankers.
Yeah,
don't take them seriously,
the Dead gets
man.
Mad. He muted himself, I think. I don't know. We got a few people listening in TalkShoe tonight. So, hey, thanks, TalkShoe, man. We love you. And for you listening to us in TalkShoe, not
hey,
only...
Hey, man. Thank
can,
God for TalkShoe, man. All our friends over there, because they have been a lifesaver for me.
Saved your ass. All right, Dad, I'm going to tell you now to behave yourself if you don't, you know, if you want to stay on the line. So be good and let's
He's
not...
on his character, Pajama Johnny, his old character.
Okay, well, that's fine, but this is, you know, remember our manners and we'll be okay. Everybody, just be
All
good.
All right.
Be good, Mario. Right.
You'll have to wait for your turn.
Yeah, wait for your turn now, sure. Son. Wait for your turn. I'm just messing with the Dead, man. You're a good guy, man. We like you around here. It's cool. We haven't heard from you in a while, so it's good.
Didi's cool, man.
Yeah. I Dr. Legolas tonight was actually really good, man.
You can't be from killing somebody tonight, man.
I just wanted to mention, I heard a bit of Dr. Lego's show last night. I had a good time. I laughed. I listened to it up until the point my laptop battery died, and I fell asleep. I brought it to bed with me, and I was listening to the show with Athena. We were listening to Lego, and it was a good show. It had some Dominican guy on there. It was pretty interesting, too. So, whoever that Dominican guy was, yeah, man, you know, I usually, you know, I'm Puerto Rican, and we normally don't get along, Dominicans and Puerto Ricans, usually. But I give you respect. Yeah, Dominicans cause a lot of problems in Puerto Rico, but we're not getting... Oh, well, see, that's a sign of God. God is a Dominican, and he made thunder come down. You hear that thunder.
It's almost like a black and white thing with you know, American society, which is it's like as strange as it is.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so anyway, I was trying to get to these numbers that we have here. We have a Japanese restaurant called Samurai's, and it is in Englewood, Colorado. Nunu's number, what is this about, Milkman? Can you tell everybody real quick, because I haven't been able to analyze it. Have you read it?
Yeah, what it is, he's got some crazy guy that's 50 years old, and he like wears leather all the time, and he has a record of what he's worn every day since 1987. So he's like a cuckoo, one of these like one of these like nut jobs that keep track of all kinds of little details.
Oh.
He likes to pre-cum a lot. He's gay, so this is like one that's a total nut job. So it ought to be interesting since he's 70 years old.
Where did this come from? He's 70 years old. He only wears leather and has a record of what he wore for every day since 1987, and he's gay. And he wears leather and rubber.
Yeah.
Likes to pre-cum a lot. Whatever that is, man.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Okay.
He wears leather rubber.
Because it says Biloxi.
Leather rubbers. Is there such a thing as a leather rubber? Let's go ahead and call that now. Jesus Christ. You guys, I don't know where Nunu gets these guys. So what's his name?
Dude, he always comes up with some good shit.
Milkman,
man.
Something. Milkman, stop. You just whited out the whole fucking screen, you jerk. His name's Harold Ivey. He's in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, I dropped my keyboard.
Yeah, you dropped your keyboard.
I dropped my keyboard. I'm sorry.
Drop you on your keyboard, son of a bitch. Look what you did. You made me have to dial again.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch, motherfucker. Oh, man, those gin calls, man. What's the one where he gets cursed out by some
other
guy?
Yeah, with Sam.
Son of a bitch, son of a bitch.
That's Sam.
Oh, God, I missed gin.
Oh, shit. I haven't heard from him in a few weeks.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, man.
Oh, that shit is funny.
I know you're out there working hard in the world, but I just want to tell you I miss you and I love you, bro. Man,
he doesn't care. He's not
listening.
I would
love to talk to you again.
Jim Stewart doesn't care about us. He got a real life now or something. He moved to, like, some Soviet bloc country.
Hey, man. He's like, he's totally taking over ownership of another country now.
Whatever.
You go, Jim.
Yeah, you do that, Jim. Anyway, so, hey, folks, if you want to send in your prank request, now's the time. Don't be shy. And I am dialing that first number of the night just a moment.
But hey, Carly, you know what? I have that number.
What number is that?
The Indian guy.
You got it?
You have Sam's number?
Yeah.
You have 12 hours.
Oh, right on.
Before deduction of applicable fees and charges as listed on the back of your card and postage.
Well, that's good.
Our card will show a New York number, so he may answer.
We'll see. My cell phone keeps fucking doing stuff. What's this guy's name? Harold.
Cool. Harold L. Ivey.
Hello, Mr. Ivey?
Yes.
What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
All right. All right.
Good. Sir, I need your assistance here. Can you do me a quick favor? I need to find out what you were wearing on New Year's Eve in 1993.
You do?
Yes, please. It's very important.
It is?
Yes. December 31st, 1998.
I thought you said 93.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm 92. I'm sorry. It's going somewhere. 92, you know, going into 93, January 1st, 93.
Uh-huh.
All right, could you please look that up?
Who is this asking?
This is Carlito Roberts.
Who?
Carlito Roberts, sir. I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Patrol. If you can just look that up for me, please. December 31st, 1992.
Okay.
All right, please.
Well, why don't you give me a phone number and I'll call you back with that information.
I'd rather not, seriously. I mean, you should have it there handy with you. This is the moment you've been waiting for, sir.
No, it really isn't.
How do you keep track?
I do have the information, but I'll have to log on the computer, and it'd be a lot of work.
Okay, at what point did you actually transfer what you had on paper to the computer? Because you didn't always have it on the computer, sir.
That's true.
So what year did here's my guess. Hey, shut up. Here's my guess. 98, you got a computer and transferred it all over.
I probably have most of the backup copies, maybe even on paper back then, but you're risking paper cuts then, you know. Let me see, I started using a PDA to do this in 2003, I think.
In 2003?
Yeah.
Okay, so
but
you kept paper from 19...
But whether I can find it is another question.
So you kept paper from 1987 until 2003? Paper records only?
1982.
In 1982, you started in 1982, and so you went 11 years tracking... No, you went 21 years. tracking everything you wore on paper. So how did you do it? Like in a binder, was it, or was it a port? Was it a legal binder?
Started out in a calendar.
In a calendar, you just write down every day what you wore.
Yeah,
and
you know, just a day, just a.
After you got dressed in the morning, you do this, or after you got dressed in the morning, you write down what you put on or what you plan to put on. But tell me the routine.
Yes.
How does it work?
Let's see. Okay, here's 86. You wondered what year? 87.
December 31st.
1990. August 90,
September 90,
October 90. I don't remember. I still had these.
Well, you made a big deal that you've had them.
Hmm?
You made a big deal that you've had them.
I did.
That's what I understand.
Oh. You must have watched my video.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's see. 91. You wanted December 31st, 92.
December 31st, 1992, that's right, New Year's Eve.
Let's see here. Here's January of 92, March 92, April 92, August.
No, December. You're getting close.
October. All this fine print.
God.
12. Uh-oh. Let's see here. Where's the rest thing? 12.
And oops. When did you start the rubber phase?
Don't know.
Have you ever written down that you're naked? Like, do you actually write, you know, I was naked today? Have you had
That's
a naked...
pointless.
Huh?
I don't... Cloth clothes, even. So,
Well, you've been naked at some point. You wrote down that you were naked, right?
So, is that really why you're calling?
Well, I'm just curious.
1231. Here's the list.
Right.
WNL, TGQ, TCR, BBS, SCL, HCH, DTP, MFK. Is that all one outfit? I don't see a double slash. We're supposed to have double slashes.
What is an MFK?
McCarty's Folly Jockstrap, if I remember. I remember that one.
Alright, dude, I gotta go, man. You're boring the shit out of me.
Pardon?
I gotta go. You're boring the shit out of me.
Okay.
Alright.
I'm glad I could help.
Alright, see ya.
When they start wearing leather rubbers, that's what I want to know.
What was that about, man?
That is one strange individual.
I know, he's strange, but the audio was really bad. He had a bad connection. I had to let him go. I'm sorry. If anybody enjoyed that, it was barely making like any spike in the sound, so I had to cut him off. That was pretty funny, though.
He was flaming bad.
I was going to go.
We could have had a lot of fun and turn him into another Charlie over time.
Heck yes. Gentlemen, I say we make it. You know, we can make it an international night tonight if you guys want. I'd be up for that. I can ask Lonesome Loser if he's got any. I have a whole bank of international numbers here from old calls that we've done together.
Man, I really want to request at least one type of international call, a Manchester international call, please.
All right, let's go ahead. Lonesome, let me see if he sent anything in Manchester. I don't think he has yet. We've got all our local numbers.
That
here.
One that we did to that lady at the pub was one of the funniest ones we've done in ages, man.
Okay, let me.
I don't know if you got it queued, but maybe you can play it later for the listeners.
The Manchester pub? I heard that today on the stream.
You should try.
Yeah.
I heard that today on the stream, my friend. That is a good call.
We should try calling Baghdad again.
We didn't have much luck with that, and I think it was really expensive. Ted was the one that paid for those. Ted, did you get a bill for those yet, for those Iraq and Iran calls we tried to do that one time?
Oh, no, I was using Skype, so it just comes off my Skype balance right away. Wow. It wasn't that bad.
That's a good deal, actually, man. I got to get that Skype stuff. I got to get some more bandwidth so I can do that without worrying about it. Anyway, here's the call.
What's that funny noise?
Well, I get the number.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
How am I?
We got a prank call coming up in just a moment, folks.
Oh, Snow, who are you?
The super from the building. How are you?
The super from what building?
Your building. The pub?
Yeah? The pub?
Yeah, I just bought the pub. I won it in a bet. Mm-hmm. I'm the American who owns your company now.
We're not a company.
Well, no, the pub. I own the pub now.
Oh, what's your name?
I'm Jack Valenti. I just wanted to call and introduce myself, see how you're doing, let you know how I'm going to be running things.
But why would you be phoning us at this time of the morning?
Well, it's not morning. It's evening over here in America still.
No, I'm sorry, but it's morning.
Well, it's an international transaction. Don't speak over me. I'll fire you. You understand?
Too late. I've already been fired, love, so you can't fire
me. You know what?
I don't know who the hell you
think. That's it. Get out.
Well, you don't have to.
You're fired. You're fired. And don't try to take any of the beer, because I know you. I'm on to you. I'm on to you.
Really?
I'm on to you.
Shit.
You're full of shit. You're fired. How much is your last paycheck supposed to be? You tell me I'm going to take away 10% for your attitude.
Why don't you go piss off, because I don't know who you are.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're an asshole.
I'm your owner now. I own you. I bought you.
I don't care who the hell you are.
I have your contract.
If you're the owner, you come down here now.
I can't
come
now.
Come down here now to the pub.
I'm in America, remember? You don't listen very much. You must be drinking on the job.
Really? Is that correct?
Are you drunk? You see, that's why I'm firing
really?
You.
Really? If you think so, sweetheart. If you really think so.
You're very saucy.
I'm a really.
Yeah, you.
Glad.
A lot of attitude. That's why I got so many complaints about you. I'm firing you.
Really? Did you? And
yes.
Did you get these complaints off?
Mr. Johnson. Mr. Walker.
Who the hell is he?
He comes in here all the time and said that the other day you threw a bottle of beer at him and it hit
really
him.
Really did. Oh, do you know what?
On the
you're
head.
An absolute star. Are you sure you're not off the TV? You're not on the stage because you're a right joker.
I have no idea what you're saying, sweetheart. All I know is you need
No, well, I haven't got a clue what you're saying. Don't know who you are.
Do you not speak English?
You're just an absolute... You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. You're homeless and you're jobless. You're
really?
Yes.
So be it.
Okay, then get out
so
of my...
So be it.
Get out of my pub.
Oh, when would you like me to go?
10 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
Get out now.
Well, I'll tell you what, well, you come here and you get me out.
I can't be there now. I told you I'm in another country.
Well, then you're full of shit then, aren't you?
How much have you had to drink today on the job? I'm going to take it out of your last paycheck. Tell me.
Are you really?
That's right.
You don't even know who I am.
Yes, you're the woman who's...
You know what my name is?
Yes.
What am I called?
Me Julie.
You got that one wrong then, didn't you?
No, I know. I have all this documentation.
No, you haven't got a clue what's the name of this pub.
I have your social security number. It's the Bull's Head, but
you
it's...
You haven't got... Have you really? I doubt it.
But I bought it. I'm changing the name.
Number.
I'm changing the
you
name.
You make a living out of doing this.
I'm changing...
You actually phoned here before.
Oh, really?
You phoned here...
How do you know?
You phoned here at 5 o'clock in the morning about 3 weeks ago.
How do you know? I don't
How
remember.
Do I know?
Yeah.
Because I bloody well live here, and you disturbed us, and you woke us up.
So you were all just happened to be sleeping on the job now, huh? Sleeping on the job.
At 5 o'clock in the morning.
Sleeping on the job.
You tosser. Do you make a living out of doing this to people? Do you absolutely, do you love doing it? Do you think that you are some great person?
I'm very good.
You're not.
I'm the great Jack Valenti from America.
You are nobody. You're an arsehole.
What's a tosser? What's that?
Oh, do you not know? It's called a wanker off.
A wanker off?
A wanker. Do you not know what a wanker is? Well, being American, you're probably a bit thick.
A thick?
Don't look it up in a dictionary.
I weigh about 380 pounds. What's that in kilograms?
Hey, are you really? You know, you think you're so fucking clever, don't you?
I'm very...
You really think you're so clever.
Are you awake now?
Well, I would love to know. Am I awake? It's 10 to 4 in the fucking morning.
It's actually 10 to 11 p.m.
Thank you for calling the flying machine. This is Savannah. How can I help you?
Savannah, what's going on?
Who's this?
The sexy Savannah. Look, is this the flying machine restaurant?
Yes, it is.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Who's the head chef over there?
Who's the head chef?
What's the hold up?
Sorry, I was just wondering.
Jesus, God, I ask a question. You know, You people don't know who the head chef is. You probably don't wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. And I went in there, and it was such an overpowering smell of cleaner, of cleaning solution, that I know that you people are masking something, aren't you?
No. Here, why don't you talk to a manager really fast?
Make it quick. On the quick. Hop, hop. Chop, chop.
This is Barb. May I help you?
How are you doing there, Big House?
Pardon me?
Hey, Big House. How you doing, Big House? Hello? Yes. Look, as I asked her before, I'm trying to find out who the head chef is over there.
Is Keith.
Okay. How long has he been with you?
Probably a year. He used to be the sous chef, and he took over the head chef.
Well, I'm calling on important business.
Okay.
Yeah, and I tend not to prefer to get the runaround and get passed around from woman to woman.
Okay, what do you need?
I need to speak to the head chef.
Head chef, and may I say...
Very good, very good. Very good, I'm waiting.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Holding.
Okay.
All right. Did we get hang up on?
Hello?
Is anybody there?
Yeah, what's up?
Not you. I'm looking for numbers in Manchester right now.
We'll know in a moment if I have anybody I can call in Manchester. She can't hear me on the phone right now, which is good. If she's there, even. How do you spell Manchester? M-A-N-C-H-E-S-T-E-R. Okay, we've got a Graham Dyke. We got Wilfred Dyke. We got Graham Dyke as well again. Wilfred Dyke again. The Shakespeare Hotel. We've got a Garth Hope in Manchester. We have...
Yay, KDK is here.
All right. We got Catherine Queen. We got the Britannia Country House Hotel. I don't remember calling that one. When was that from? Let's do this. The Britannia... Oh, God. I don't know. On Palestine Road, and there's a Palestine Road in Manchester. Wow. All right. Here we go, everybody. This is the Britannia Country House. Let me clear the line. I got to clear the line first. There we go. All right. We're going to call the Britannia Country House Hotel in Manchester, UK. Just a moment, folks. We'll be here with that. And that's probably why we didn't do it the first time around. It's a bum number we've been had. Let's just stick to numbers that we have confirmed now. How's that sound? Let's not try to overachieve. We've got the Pecadores Escort Service. Ooh, that, you know what Pecadores means? That means sinner in Spanish. The Pecadores Escort Service in Miami, Florida. Miami, Florida, all right. Yeah, hometown, baby. All right, let's call the Pecadores Escort Service. Just a moment.
It is bad for your health.
Wait! Every time I try to use the phone, I have to dial it like 4 times for it to go through right. It doesn't want to clear the line. I hang up the phone. I wait 5 seconds. I pick it up, and it goes right to call waiting. What the fuck, man?
Hello?
Is this the escort woman?
No.
Who's this? Hello?
It's a private phone.
It's a private phone?
Yes.
The private, okay, well, I'd like to make a donation to the private fund of $100.
Oh, don't worry.
Well, I want a companion. I'm looking for a Mama Bicho.
You have $9.
She's not having that.
Please enter your destination number now.
Let's try calling her back.
Ay, 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 puñeta, bicholita.
Hey, clean.
Have 11
hours, 12
minutes, 12 seconds. Before deduction, I like to clean. Charges as listed on the back of your card and poster.
It's my part right here. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, yeah. This music right here makes me want to eat a big bowl of collard greens, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's good shit, man.
Nothing, yeah, we can.
Bacon grease.
Nothing makes you fart better than collard greens, man. Hello?
Alright. That was kind of fun.
Esmeralda.
We have a number just coming in now from Lonesome Luber. Manchester, England. The Walkabout Inn in Manchester, England.
Yeah, it's pretty common. Cleaning lady name.
Yeah, you understand. We understand here. I got a headache, man. I've had a headache for like 3 days. Fuck.
Hey, Carlito.
Hey, Milkman.
Did you tell me a few minutes ago that you was talking to Reclude, man? What's
Reclude, he's listening. He's listening. He's taking a break from the studio. He's listening now, and he said to let him know when we want him to call in. He's gonna be calling in here soon, I hope.
Oh, is he back now, or is he up in New York now?
No, he's back. He's been back. He was on the he was on the show 2 weeks ago. We did like an hour straight with him on the line. I wasn't in the mood to do a show, and he.
Okay.
We had him. I had him on, and he killed it for a while.
I didn't know if
he's
got back from New York.
Oh, yeah, he's
I know
back.
He was on the road for a while.
Yeah, yeah. He went to New York and everything. Had a good time, all that stuff. So he's listening, so he'll be joining us later. Shortly, I hope. We'll let him know. We'll let you know. Yeah. Is the Dead still around?
Bruno Vega is the man.
I forgot about the Dead. The Dead, are you still there?
Yeah.
The Dead.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, well, okay, good. Do you have computer problems? How come the Dead's not online? What's going on?
I'm on Stickum right now.
Oh, you're on Stickum. All right, you're on Stickum. But you're also on Talkshoe, so you can join the show.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Cool, man. Cool. All right. Good to have the Dead.
Could you request and have John, the TV's character, do a call? Sometime before the end of the show.
Do a what call? I'm sorry?
BD does a character called Pajama John. If you could have him do a call before the show.
Yeah, he'll have to call in, but for sure, I haven't heard that character yet. Most definitely. Okay, we have a request here coming in from... Let's see, I've sent these numbers before. Maybe we can get to the tonight. We got a woman named Rowena, who is a lesbian who likes to date married women. That's right, we got that last week and we didn't get to it. So we'll have to check that out. Zach is excited that the whole gang is in town. He wants Ted to do a Bubba Johnson call later. That'd be awesome. Most definitely. We would like to have a Bubba Johnson call here for sure.
How about Bubba Johnson has the Katie K's Mexican cleaning lady?
Yeah. with which accent, though? With the black accent or a mix of the two?
No, I was saying that Bubba could be calling get a new Mexican cleaning lady.
Oh, okay, I see. Comprendo, amigo. Comprendo. Okay. We need to do a prank. We're going to call the Walkabout Inn next. So stand by, everybody. The next prank call to Manchester, England is coming up right now. Now.
Do you think Molly Maid is open right now?
The water closet.
Prank call right now. What was that, Ted? What was your comment?
Oh, I was saying we could call Molly Maid.
Never heard of it, but we can call it. Give me a number.
My microphone smells like cat pee. Why does that... Why? Why? My God.
Chloe.
No, it really
That's
does.
That's wrong.
It does. Oh, shit.
Manchester Walkabout.
It's been
hey,
marked.
Hey, buddy, we got a problem with the smell here.
Okay.
Listen to this. You see that? You hear that?
No, sorry, mate.
You hear that?
Yeah.
You hear it's disgusting. The smell here. Listen to it. It's like cat urine almost. Do people smoke in these rooms?
No, they don't.
Listen to it. Oh God, it's horrible. I mean, you understand where I'm coming from. You can hear it, right?
Yeah.
Listen. Oh, shit, man. But it's not a shit, it's almost like a urea smell, you know, like a... It's got like a higher pH than feces does. Like an ammonia type smell, you know?
Yep.
Does this happen a lot here?
Yummy.
God, let's look. Ah, man. Room 215. How soon can you get someone over here with a... Do you guys have, Febreze in this country?
Yeah.
You know what it does? You know what I'm talking...
215.
215.
Wait, there is no room 215.
115, sir.
No.
I got you there, didn't I? Listen, listen to it. Listen. God! You hear that? Listen. Ah. It's disgusting. It's horrible, sir. Horrible. How often do you do the carpets here?
About once a month.
That's not enough, though. Obviously, it's not enough. Do you have like a mold problem in here?
No.
Nothing like that? You never had the apartment come down and say, oh, you can't do this, eh? Nothing like that at all?
No.
You're going to tell me you have a clean bill of health here, huh?
Yeah.
Is that so? You got the paperwork to back that up?
I don't personally.
I've got records going back to 1982. You know why? Because I'm an American. And every good American keeps all his records for the last 25 years, sir. 1982. I have my records going back. Everything I've done, everything I've worn, everything I've bought, I've got all my receipts. You know why? Because I pay my taxes right. Honestly. I'm an honest person. Now what? Let's not get into the debate over you British people and taxes, because we kicked your ass the last time, didn't we? Admit it. You guys got hurt. And why?
I'm not British.
What are you then? Are you Pakistani?
No.
Oh, here we go. Where are you from? Come on.
I'm from Australia.
Australia. Australia. Beautiful. Beautiful. What are you doing in Britain?
I'm traveling.
You're traveling and you're answering the phone. You just happen to be traveling in your travels and your holidays, you people call it. Oh, let me just pick up the phone here and answer like I work here, huh? Is that how it is?
Yep.
Sir, you're lying to me? You're from New Zealand, aren't you?
No.
I can smell it on the phone. Look at this. Yeah, that's New Zealand right there. That's New South Wales. I can smell it on you. Say something into the phone real quick.
Hello.
All right, try it again.
Hi.
Can you say onion?
Onion.
Say barbecue.
Barbecue.
You said barbecue. Barbecue, barbecue. That's funny. That's funny, that's funny. That's funny. Do you ever drink piss?
As in urine? No. Yes.
Oh, you see, this explains a lot, the smell in here. Look. Oh, yeah, you're a piss drinker, aren't you? Golden showers, huh? You nasty little monkey, you. Oh, man. All right. Well, you're an all right guy, man. I'm going to let you go. I won't give you any more of a hard time, but this smells disgusting here. Then get someone here to room 214 with the biggest industrial-sized bottle of Febreze you have. I think we'll be okay. Can I burn some incense here at least?
No, you can't.
Do you have a rule against burning stuff?
Yeah.
Well, how come people are smoking inside the room?
I'm smoking inside the room.
You are?
No, no, no.
That's not what I heard. I've got you on tape saying it was okay. I think it's okay to smoke in the room here. See?
No, that's not me.
That is you right there, son of a bitch. Look, all right, say what I just said.
Not allowed to
smoke. Yeah, you're lying. I could smell it. Say onion.
Onion.
Yep. Liar. You meant carrots. You fucking bastard. You can hang up the phone now. I command you in the name of the United States to hang up the phone.
Okay.
Goodbye. Yep. What a nice young man
you
that guy.
You have $9.
Very well behaved gentleman, that guy was. Alright, you guys are back. Interesting conversation we just had there with a British gentleman.
I noticed you
from Australia.
Breathing heavily, man, when you was mentioning the cat pee aroma.
He was a little turned on. Yeah. I don't know where I was going with the same smell.
He was excited there.
I think he wanted some of your empanada.
Yeah. Deathlock was saying, he's got a point. I should have told him to say Sheila's wheels. That would have been good. Oh, man. That was a good call. Okay, anyway.
I think he kept him from falling asleep.
Yeah, I think he did. Coming up next, I think it was a welcome excitement to his boring day. I can't be excited to be working in London in a hotel at, what, 4 o'clock in the morning their time, I think it is right now? 4:15 or something? 5:15 maybe? All right, well, we got...
Yeah, he's somewhere in the UK. It'd be 6:15, isn't it?
6:15. Yeah, but they're starting their day, so he's probably finishing up the night shift or just coming in. He probably made his day. That's cool. It's his Friday. All right, man. See, we love Fridays here, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome. All right, we got the Rovers Bar and Inn. This one is in Salford, England. I never heard of the Salford. And whatever happened with that, Noon, if you can report, let us know whatever happened with that flood. The Great British Flood of 2007. I heard that nothing happened. Let us know. Give us a report. I hope you're okay. We're going to call the Rovers Bar and Inn coming up next.
I heard he was on the breaststroke instead of the American cross.
Oh, well, shit. Shit there, buddy. Shit there. Okay. Everybody, just one moment. Here comes the next prank call of the night, everybody. The Rovers Bar and Inn in Salford, England. Be sure to visit madhouselive.com.
I'll return to that song in just a moment. After this failure of a prank call.
Use the balls, dude.
I got it right here. There's your force.
Rovers.
Hey, Rovers?
Hello?
Do you guys have the force?
Hello?
Do you have the force, woman?
What are you talking about?
Spaces, I say. How much are your spaces?
Do you know what time it is?
It's like 8:15 in the morning or something. I don't know. I just flew in. I need a space.
No, there's nothing at the moment.
Is this an inn or a bar or both?
It's a pub.
Oh, God. Is this that woman again? You dirty girl. She hung up already.
You have $8.
That went nowhere.
8 cents.
You dirty savvy.
What was it? See, I told you I was going to fail. It's all because I had a negative Nancy attitude about it, but that's what happened. I'm a soothsayer. Anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed that over there, kid. What was the name of that in Manchester, that pub? What was it called? Let me see if I can find that.
Hog's
now.
Head or some kind of thing like that.
No, it was the Bull's Head. Wait, it was a Bull's Head? I'm looking for it here. Garth Hope.
Yeah, something like it. Hog's Head or Bull's Head or something.
Let's see. I got a Tesco in Manchester. Brian Cox. C.S. Poon. Lone Star Kickass. That's in Manchester, Texas. Lai Fung Ho, Wilfred Dyke, Yuck Ho. There's a lot of Asians in Manchester, huh? Why isn't that? I see a lot of people, but oh, there it is. Oop, the Bull's Head. Here we go. We found it, everybody. All right. Yeah. Silver tuna tonight, everybody. Silver donut, whatever it was. Recalling back the prank call we were playing earlier. This is the Bull's Head Pub in Manchester, England. Be sure to visit them at the Bull's Head Pub at ManchesterEngland.com. Everybody, be sure to go there and check it out. We're right back with the next prank call of the night in just a moment. This is a repeat. This is a look back with the Bull's Head Pub. Just a moment, everybody.
Remember when Puff Daddy ruined that song? Remembers that when that Godzilla movie ruined Godzilla.
Yeah.
Or Gino, as it's called now. Godzilla in name only. Godzilla 98 horror movie. Horrible sound. Promos though. For Taco Bell.
Godzilla rock.
Not that movie that came out in 98, man. The American version. That sucked. No, they're not gonna answer. Faggots. Tossers. As she called me.
We should play the rest of that real quick.
I wonder why they didn't want to answer on a Thursday or a Friday morning.
When did I stop that? I stopped it right when she started calling me a tosser, right? When she got mad that it was 10 to 4 in the morning? Let me see if I can find that.
Then she put on her son, too.
There we go.
Do you make a living out of doing this to people?
Tosser.
Do you absolutely, do you love doing it? Do you you think that you are some great person.
I'm very good.
You're not.
I'm the great Jack Valente from America.
You are nobody. You're an arsehole.
What's a tossa? What's that?
Oh, do you not know? It's called a wanker-off.
A want-to-off?
A wanker. Do you not know what a wanker is? Well, being American, you're probably a bit thick.
A thick?
I'll look it up in a dictionary.
I weigh about 380 pounds. What's that in kilograms?
Hey, are you really? You know, you think you're so fucking clever, don't you?
I'm very...
You really think you're so clever.
Are you awake now?
Well, I would love to know. Am I awake? Am I awake? It's 10 to 4 in the fucking morning.
It's actually 10 to 11 p.m.
Is it really? Well, it might be 10 to 11 where you are.
In America?
Here in the UK, sweetheart, it's 10 to 4.
Well, here, where we kicked your ass in the American Revolution.
If you were such a good businessman, wouldn't you already know this?
We live in the greatest country in the world.
Would know what time it was.
You wish.
But you obviously don't know, do you? Because you are one fucking twat. Hang on, I've got somebody who'd like to speak to you. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Here you go. Have a good chat with the wanker at the end of the
Hello.
Show.
What's her problem?
What
caught up her ass and died?
Oi, oi, listen to me.
Oi. Tell her to shut up.
Who are you?
What radio station is from?
Asking what?
What radio station is from?
Did you hear that? No, it probably is.
It's one of them, isn't it?
Would you tell that woman to shut her goddamn mouth up?
Oh, listen to me, you fucking yank, right? My fucking mum prick face.
That was fun. Great call. Anyway, the next call's coming right up.
Oh, that was so good. They were so pleased.
I want to thank Lonesome Loser. He was right on top of that. He confirmed that. He tried to confirm it right as we were talking about. Dude, Lonesome Loser is the man. Lonesome Loser gets a gold star for the night. All right, everybody, let's clap for Lonesome Loser. He's never gotten a gold star here yet. Anyway, the next prank call of the night is coming right up. This is the Stay In in Manchester. Another Manchester call coming at you on 98.6 The Mouth.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
They didn't let me talk it off, though. Bastards.
Said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Is that a cop parked outside from my house?
Tell the rambler, the gambler.
Oh, there's a cop outside of my house, dude. What's going on over here? Hang on, everybody. I gotta check to see if the police is about to bust up in the madhouse. Manchester people have... Cobra is outside. All our British listeners will understand what I'm talking about.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
But I know cops.
Have you illegal imported pendants?
That's a Mercury and a cop. No cops drive Mercurys in Florida. In Orlando, that's it. All right, everybody. We are continuing on. Excuse me, with more show. Warrior, I see, has sent in a... you sent in a number for an escort service, huh? Escort service in London? Interesting. We might have to give that a call here. Let's see. Tuck, you sent in a number also, Tuck, for the Indian guy. See, thank you very much for sending it. That's the number one Sam's business number. Jin's Indian guy. It's in Chicago. All right.
Number one.
Cool.
It's old. I don't know if it'll work, and it'll probably not work at night. It'll probably work in business hours.
Yeah, because Jin did his calls like in the afternoons and stuff like that sometimes. I remember that now. He did Sunday lunch. So that would have been Sunday afternoons he was doing calls. Well, let me see if I can find that here. Let's see. Jin Stewart. Let me see if I've got that call here. Is
that is one of the great ones.
Yeah. It says the way he
had
his...
a whole series of them, like the two or three of them like were like just like conglomerations of famous calls to Sam Yu.
Yeah, but the orgy calls, man, I heard that once and I about died. I mean, he kept calling around the same place.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. He's got German pranks up here, too. I'm looking for that from Jin. He barely has any pranks up right now on his site. I think it's gone. What happened here? I think it's on the PCU site, on the old KDK prank site. I think it might be up still. Yeah, I see Carlito and Friends, Jack and Jin. That's all I see here. Milkman, you're not muted, man. We're talking to you. You're audible. Don't worry about it, man. It's cool.
Run on for a long time.
There's no more echo, Milkman. Don't worry about it. Alright, I think Jin took away his most of his pranks. Unless, oh, he's got them like an icy. Jin, his site is set up like he only puts like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 up at a time. Let me see if we can find this one here. Bubba's Palace, no, that's not it. I'll have to keep looking for it. Or if one of you out there has it, you know, send me a direct link to it or something. If you guys can, Tad or Tuck or someone like that, send that to me directly. Or something like that. I don't know. Whatever. We're stopping. We're going to call Sam anyway. This is Sam.
I have all of his pranks on disk archived, so.
It's not that important. It's okay. We won't steal his thunder. It's all good. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I think I have copies of all of his pranks.
All of his pranks. Wow. That's something. That's dedication. That's a big... Big time dedication right there. Have you guys ever heard of the of those Ventrilo pranks that have been going around, you know? Is that old news? Is that, you know, is there any point in playing any
no,
of those?
No, the Warrior played one that was really funny.
I've heard a lot of them. I heard them like last, like 10 days ago. I heard them all in one night. I found them, and I was going to play them last week on the show, but I thought to myself, I think this has been around already. Like, I think people have already heard this. So I didn't bother playing. I thought it was big, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was, you know, old news, but is it, you guys would know, you guys have to pull something. Are those Ventrilo harassment, have they been around the internet for a while now, or are those like a relatively new thing? No answer. Great. Alright, well.
Warrior knows about it.
Warrior knows, he's not talking.
Hey, Warrior, can you play that one that you played for us earlier?
I got it right here. Let's listen to this.
Oh, cool.
It's one of those, stop me if you've heard it before. Let me know if you've heard it before, I'll stop playing it.
Excuse me, who the heck is this?
I've got balls of steel.
Balls of steel, what is that? Hello?
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum.
Okay, get off vent or I'll have you bent.
Eat shit and die. I've got balls of steel.
That's, interesting.
You have just been banned from the vent server and...
Blow it out your ass.
Who did that? Hold on 1 minute.
That was not me. Somebody's playing a joke on someone again.
What the heck was that?
Blow it out your ass.
You think that's fucking funny? Do you fucking think I'm fucking laughing?
I've got balls of steel. I've got balls of steel.
Are you going to stay here or are you going to leave?
I've got balls of steel.
Okay, that's nice.
Balls of steel. 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 Balls of steel.
There has to be somebody from the guild or somebody that we know.
Oh, I hope not, because I don't think your mother's very happy about it.
I don't think so either.
I want every person written down who's on the guild right
I've
now.
I've got balls of steel.
And when the
I've got balls of steel.
Get the
I've
fuck
got balls
off
of
my
steel.
Fuck off my goddamn
rip your head
vent.
Off and shit down your neck.
This
is his mother on Ventrilo.
Your mother, you fucking freak. I swear to fucking God, when I find you, I'm going to rip your fucking head off and I'll be your goddamn dick, all right? Get the
Blow
fuck
it out
off.
Your ass. I've got balls of steel.
I'm going to beat the shit out of your fucking mother that gave birth to you, you fucking cocksucking motherfucker. You just watch when I find your goddamn ass. I'm going to rip your fucking balls and rhyme them down your goddamn throat and make you a new fucking box. Do you fucking understand me? Get the fuck off my goddamn vent, you piece of shit. I'm going to make you a faggot
yes,
when I find your goddamn
Mr.
ass.
Negro
I'm going to ram my fucking fist up your ass.
Balls, 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 balls.
What you call me?
Balls of steel.
It only does it when
balls,
you talk.
Balls, balls, balls,
balls. I'm serious about that.
I'm going to get you.
Blow it out your ass.
See, it's only when you talk. So you sure you don't want to switch channels?
No, I'm finding the Zara. We're going to cut off the vent, and it's only going to be given to certain people after this.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum.
That one guy sounds like venison.
And you are a lot of cum also, so...
Balls of steel.
This is funny.
So, Remedy, if this is you, I promise
you. Bulls.
I'll be right back.
Well, who is that bitch? Did you see what they wrote on that?
They did?
In parentheses, who is that bitch?
Oh, snap. Oh, God, that's bad messed up. That's somebody who knows my mom's then. It has to be.
Oh, the spy, though. Remember, she thinks somebody's spying on her.
Yeah, it has to be a spy from her guild that she's in right now. But come on, that's hilarious. You don't think that's hilarious?
Honestly, I did. And until she started screaming.
I'm reporting this right now, so everyone off vent now, and I want to list the names of everyone that's on Lord of the Rings right now, and
Balls of steel. I've got balls of steel.
Ninja was on this, and then he left. I went on to the other place, and I
blow it out your ass.
Oh,
type it in.
No, officers chat.
Blow it out your ass.
Everyone is
blow it out your ass.
Chat. It's okay, just get on officer chat.
Congratulations, I just found out who you are. See you soon.
I've got balls of steel.
What do you want?
Blow it out your ass.
You're dead.
I've got balls of steel.
What the fuck do you fucking want, you fucking bastard?
What a bitch.
Eat shit and die.
No, I'm gonna fucking kill you, motherfucker, old style. You fucking watch, you prick. Fuck you.
Blow it out your ass. I'll rip your head
off.
You could
have a damn aneurysm.
What?
Blow it out your ass.
Leave me alone,
I've got balls of steel.
Hello?
Blow it out your ass.
Oh, my God, no. Pointer. He's starting again. I get chills again. Write his name down again.
I've got balls of steel.
I've got chills. Oh, my God. What a stupid bitch.
She's not smart. There's a follow. I heard these
I'm
all.
I'm scared now.
I heard a bunch of them, and that one right there was.
Oh, my God. I've got
ones.
The chills again.
Yeah. It's like, God, lady, just chill out. She's like some weird mom who plays Lord of the Rings with her son and his friends and. And she paid for a vent server, and this guy went on there, started harassing her. This guy here, this cat, he's been doing a lot of these. That's the only one I would play in the show, because for the most part, the rest of them are really loud.
That's a mill for sure, man.
You think? No, I don't know.
Balls of steel.
The second day, here's day two. This is 4 minutes, though. I'll play it later. We'll play the second part of that, which is funny. It's a lot of back and forth.
What the frick is this?
Yeah, the guy actually talks in his own voice. So there it is. Nunu says that there was almost no flood. It came right up to the top of the flood defenses, but not quite as high as they thought it would, though it did flood Germany instead. All right. Yes, man. Good. Take that, Germans. We kicked your ass again. That's three times. Fuck you, Germany. That's right. We'll be right back with the next prank call of the night, everybody. This one here. It's coming from Mr. Lonesome Loser himself. This is Barrel Pole in Calcutton on the Sea, England. Whatever that is. Back in a moment.
The rest is empty with no brain, but the governor is the best MC with no
I like the beat. It's like being in Mama's womb, you know? It's like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it's gonna be like that. Reminds me of the womb. I'm really close to my womb. Don't let her faint, get his smell. Why does the dad keep saying Dr. Lego suicides? Oh, shit.
The person you're calling.
Anyway. So, yeah, Zev to Zev, he's the person who sent in the call from last week. He sent in the information for last week's call. It was four. Who was it for? Yeah, the one, the KGN dude that we did. We're going to play that later here in the break, coming up. But the break, it's actually time for the break now, technically, everybody. All right, so be tuned for the break. He sent in a new number here for another guy calling himself L6 Bejaco 9, which means the horny 69, basically. He gave his number in a porno webcam chat room to a cam girl named Sexy Lady. It's a Puerto Rico number. Help, Milkman, did we get minutes to Puerto Rico, man? Tell me we get minutes to Puerto Rico.
Oh, hell yeah. Just call it for the baby. $9.99 left.
Yeah. Cool. All right, man. Well, let's do it then. I'm not going to play that old prank call. Let's play this one. Let's do this one first, rather. We're going to call some guy who gave out a number in a porno webcam chat room. He's a Puerto Rican guy. This should be fun. So be prepared, everybody. Be prepared for fun. Who says I lost the juice? Who says it? One moment for the next prank, everybody. Break's coming up after this. 11:39 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Thursday, November 15th, Madhouse Radio. Here we are. Oh, shut up. That brings back memories. Memories of my first girlfriend.
You got the original Pop Holly call, man. That's still one of my all-time favorites.
Which one is it? Which one now?
Original Pasquale call.
Oh, yeah, my God. Man, that's an old call, man. That's on the rotation. You got to go to madhouselive.com to hear that, everybody. Hear what Milkman's talking about.
It's my favorite, man. I
Yeah. All right, everybody. We're having a good show here. This is Madhouse Radio. As I said, we're about to take a break here.
Don't call his number again, man.
I'd like to thank everybody who's listening. Milkman is very excited.
Don't you never call this fucking number again.
Don't you,
you son of a bitch, you motherfucker.
You motherfucker, you son of a bitch. Oh, fuck, I gotta play it now, you bastards. Fine. Twisted my arm. It's only 33 seconds long. I can play it. Here we go. Where is Pasquale? This is the first prank call ever done, ever attempted on this show, originally over 2 years ago. And as I said before, it's
man.
A testament to what this show has become. The first attempt, and not even a bum number the first time around. We got this number right off the bat. Awesome stuff. This is Where is Pasquale? Available, as I said, at madhouselive.com in the prank archives.
Hello.
Hello.
Si.
Hey, Pasquale.
Que Pasquale tu ama, bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucker. You, I'm going to speak Spanish.
I know you speak English. I
you
say.
Motherfucker. You
motherfucker.
Go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucker, you.
You bitch.
Don't ever call against this boy, man.
Mow my lawn. Hey? Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucker.
Why are you so angry? But where's Pasquale?
Fuck you, man.
And that
fuck
was that.
Fuck you, man.
Fuck you, man. As I was saying, we are taking a break. It is Madhouse Radio. Yeah. Everything is here, everybody. Everything is here. The best prank call internet radio show in the history of man is here. The best show of its kind ever created is here right now. The one and only, the uninspired Madhouse Radio is here, everybody. Still in charge, still calling the shots, still entertaining the people, and still respecting the fans here tonight, everybody. Madhouse Radio! That's right. When we come back, we got more calls to do. We got Cecil Dand. We got Ronald Pohl.
Fuck you, bitch motherfucker.
We've got Big Daddy's Barbecue, California Grills Nightclub. We'll be taking your calls. The toll-free line will be open after the break. Again, that toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. The toll-free lines will be opened up. I know the Dead wants to call in. Reclude wants to check in also. I'm sure Ted might want to join in and do some prank calls with us as well. Everybody's welcome. Everyone is invited. For the second half of Madhouse Radio, you know how we do it here. We do it in the name of Jesus. When we come back, as I said, more prank calls, your calls, everything like that. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes. Be sure to go to syndicateradio.tv, madhouselive.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's too doggone late.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die. I'm
a
test
guy, now
let's take them high.
I don't think anyone denies that
you were the first out of the
band. Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like it too,
maybe you're not.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
approachable appearance to how I pack the Ninas. Out of two clips, they say malice demeanors. Got love for
God. Yeah, I forgot I'm supposed to turn on the mic. And the dad already calling in. Lines weren't open for more than 5 seconds. Hey, man, what happened to Jonathan, man? Whatever happened to Jonathan, dude? Anyway, Madhouse Radio...
I don't know, man. He just kind of, like, fell away.
Hey, Carlito!
Madhouse Radio is back, everybody. Madhouse Radio here. Ted, Carlito, Milkman, The Warrior, Tuck, Baz, everybody's here.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Reclude is joining in.
Reclude, what's up, man?
Hey.
What's going on, Rec? Not much, man. Doing the show. You know how it is.
Yeah, man. Fucking, you were talking about the Dateline.
Yeah, you heard that shit?
Dateline, dude.
Yeah.
All I gotta say is, dude, I'm lucky as fuck that motherfucker didn't come to the studio this summer.
Oh, no.
Get that young broad. Oh, God.
You did not. Man, what are you, a prank master now? What's going on with you, man?
Nah, she's fucking, I mean, you know, she's like barely 18.
Barely 18. That's still legal,
well,
though, man.
A little bit before, but, you know.
A little bit before. Did you know about this ahead of time?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Oh, man. That's bad. That's lowbrow. Can't believe
interns, you. Interns, you know, what are you going to do?
Interns. You ain't got no 17-year-old intern running around over there, man.
I can show you pictures.
Okay. Let me know.
I don't anymore, trust me.
Yeah.
I was looking back over the summer, and God damn it, dude, I was wild, dude. I was fucking all sorts of drugs, got intern. I got a hot intern right now, though.
Yeah. That's cool to get an intern. So how do you get an intern per se? Like, do you go to the university or the college?
Oh, fuck no. Here's what happens. Yeah. People call me all the time. And dudes will just hang up on, because what the fuck am I going to do with a dude sitting around here all day fucking, yeah. No, F that.
Fuck that shit.
No, so, I was like, I mean, people think it's sexist. I'm like, look, man, I work my ass off to get where I'm at, right? Mm-hmm. And I have yet to work, like, my ass off for the rest of my life, probably, you know?
Okay.
The thing is why can't I be around some beautiful broads? What's the point? You know what I'm saying? Why do I have to hire some fugly? Or some annoying douchebag guy. It's, ooh, what are you doing? What is this knob do? You know, fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that shit, dude.
What's
yeah.
fucking hot broad?
Yeah, if you're going to be stuck there at work, you might as well have a hot broad getting your coffee for you and all
well,
that.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That broad, yeah, that fucking broad, I pissed her off real bad. Told her to go fuck herself, but who cares? This is fun. Good man. Times, we did some good blow. Who cares?
She got college credit, too, for it. It's all good, man.
No, she did. She got the, I don't know what she got. I didn't teach her anything either.
Oh, good.
She had a fucking party, and I sit there, and we were feeding each other fucking food and shit, and just rubbing
what
each other's mouth with
what?
Coke. I swear to God, dude.
That's weird, man.
No, we're sitting there, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you get your mouth numb, right? So we're sitting there.
Oh, my God.
And I looked at her. I said, open your mouth. She's like, all right. So I fucking shove, I put my finger in a bag and just start fucking rubbing her fucking gums.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, yeah, now do me. So then she started doing it, right? And we kept on going back and forth. And
wow.
And it was just our guns were, we kept on doing that. That was like a theme for the week.
For the whole week you did this?
I swear to God, dude. I was like, before I went to Memphis, I bought like a ton of fucking blow because I was trying to stay up and shit.
So you got your lips numb, lips and gums numb on yay, and then you would finger each other's mouths using plastic bags as condoms.
No. We would put I was just putting my finger in the plastic bag to get the yay.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about something else there. It sounded kind of weird for a second there, but still.
No, but I'll tell you what. She had a fucking purty mouth. I'll say that.
A purty mouth, right.
Yeah, dude. It was like, fuck. I felt bad. Like, after I did that, I was like, oh, God, man. I felt horrible, dude.
Oh, God,
I was like,
man.
We came to the conclusion we're going to go to a music park on ecstasy.
Wow.
One day, and I thought about it. I'm like, dude, I got to fucking get rid of this fucking broad.
Yeah, it's too much at that point. Apparently.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, you get to that point. Her fucking sister, I tried to date her one sister, and it's all fucked up.
Wow.
Living now they all hate me, but I don't give a shit. Whatever.
Yeah. Who cares? That bridge is burnt. It's all good, man.
Fuck them broads. It's good, though.
Fuck them hoes. We got a Belgian beer cafe in Australia. I mean, I got a number of the Kalunga Tavern in Australia also here.
Huh. Australia. Where's that at? Like, I mean, I know where Australia is. What city?
Queensland, Australia is the tavern.
Queens with a bunch of fucking hillbillies.
And, right, I think so. And then the cafe is in Perth.
Cafe's in Perth.
I've got Roy Blow in Benfleet, England. And we got Anne Blow in Stamford La Hope, England here.
Where?
Yeah, Stamford La Hope. It's like a French-sounding name in England for some reason. That makes no sense to me, but...
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's call the angle. I mean, I don't know. Just,
we'll do Anne. This is Anne Blow, okay? Anne... That's A-N-N-E. F, I'm going to take this hat off. Anne Blow.
Yo, you got that fucking... What, you got like a sailor's hat on?
Yeah, I always put it on the start of the show that my head gets all hot and stuff because I'm a big fat ass with high blood pressure, and I always end up taking it off around this time. Around midnight, I'm like, oh, fuck this shit, man. Fuck the looks. I need a haircut bad. And then I turn around, and right now, I got a bald spot, dude. I'm starting to get bald, like, right over here, right in the corner. Oh, it's so bad. I look like a monk. So bad, man.
I'm telling you, man. Get a fucking intern. Make you feel 10 years
younger. That's going to make my hair grow right back. I can't wait for that.
Dude, it doesn't matter at that point. You'd be like, what the fuck?
Who fucking cares?
I thought I was kind of gaining some fucking chub right there. And then my interns, I'm like, why don't you give me an emo makeover so I can bang you?
An emo makeover?
Yeah, because like that, she likes these fucking emo. I fucking hate emo bullshit, but.
Wow.
I just thought it was funny. I was like, yeah, make me an emo so I can bang you and your friends.
And were you, like, wearing black makeup and stuff? Or,
I
mean,
no, I ain't fucking wearing that shit.
I was about to say.
I don't know what the hell they're going to do. I ain't slipped my wrist to wearing makeup, so.
Good.
It's two things.
You're going to start cutting yourself pretty soon here to release your pain. Stuff like
that.
All emo and shit.
No, fuck that shit. That's a bunch of pussy shit. Yeah. Anybody out there, I'll tell you what. We'll do a public service announcement real quick.
Yes.
Anybody out there that fucking thinks like that Sean Kingston song about committing suicide over some broad?
Yeah.
You're a fucking pussy, and you need to do it.
Okay.
If you feel the urge to fucking kill yourself, and you're a weakling, then you should fucking do it.
Just do it and get it over with. Be a man.
Exactly.
Be a man.
Fucking, be a, at least, yeah, it's yeah. Fucking, you need to. So there's my PSA.
Don't play with it like it's a game to get attention. If you're going to do it, you're going to talk about doing it, set man up.
Yeah, be man up.
Man up or don't talk about it anymore. Just don't keep bringing it up all the time.
Man up.
Step up.
That's great.
Bring your A game if you're going to threaten suicide. Bring your A game to that bitch.
Exactly, man.
Just do it.
And most of the motherfuckers, they fail at it. How can you fucking fail at that?
That's sad if you can't even kill yourself. I don't know. We're dwelling too much. This is a close subject. Milkman tried to commit suicide twice by jumping off a coconut tree or something like that, I think he says.
Oh, that fucking sucks.
That crazy fucker.
Well, I understand that. It's tropical. It's different.
Yeah. He's got a lot of child support bills, though, man.
Child support.
Milkman's got all those Jamaican girls pregnant in the Virgin Islands.
I'll tell you what, though. Yeah. These fucking black broads.
Yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
Let's call up. Let's do it. All right,
yeah. What's that?
I tell you what, we should do like a good. Is it like morning over there, so we'll fucking wake them up?
It's 7 a.m. over there, I believe.
Who cares? Fuck it. Let's call them up and just wake them up. I'll give them a good old sales call.
Yeah, there we go. Anne Blow coming up at you next. Rec Lewd on the line. One moment, everybody.
At my fingertips, I'll ever take the audience.
Hello?
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 How you doing there, ma'am? You're pretty bad, aren't you? All right, I got a couple deals for you right here. What kind of vacuum cleaner do you have currently? Hello?
Hello? Speak up,
ma'am. This is WC. We're trying to sell you a vacuum cleaner this morning. We got a nice one. Picks up everything, cleans carpets, upholsteries, kittens. Hello?
Vacuum cleaner.
Hello? It sucks the pants right off of you.
Who?
Best vacuum cleaner in the nation. Yes, sir. Speak up, ma'am. You're pretty old bad, I can tell. Seems like the days are wearing you a bit thin. What is your waist size?
Pardon?
What's your waist size all these days? About a 36, 38?
Why, who are you?
We've got cashmere dresses just for you. Cashmere slips right on, slips right off. Good for the nightclubs, you know what I mean? Couple of them down at the pub, drinking them down, Guinness, whenever you like. Like that pale ale? Hello?
Hello, I can't
listen.
Understand what...
Listen, listen, listen.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, what?
Right.
Listen, you need to speak up, ma'am, and take that cotton mouth out of your mouth. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, okay. So how many would you like?
How many what?
How many would you like?
How many of what?
Okay, I'm coming around with tea and crumpets in just a little bit. We got a little bit of orange flavor in there. Got some good old English tea we're going to give you.
Sorry, you're talking so quick, I can't hear you what you're saying.
Well, I'm just trying to sell you something, save you some time, ma'am. You know what I'm saying? More words, the better. Okay, what side of the street you on, north or south?
North.
North side of the street, okay. Well, we're having a special today. We're going to give you, we got vacuum cleaners, we got big, large, tall, and small. We've also got tea and crumpets. We've got, what do we got, a couple courtesans, holy relics. Are you a member of the Catholic Diocese?
I don't know what on earth you're on about, but at this time of the morning, you've just woke me up.
Well, listen, it's a good wake-up call. It's bright and early. You see the sun shining out there, you're lucky. Every day is a great day in the good old U of K.
Oh, get lost.
Get lost? Hello? Hello?
Taking her long enough. Hang up the phone. What the fuck was that about, dude? Holy relics?
I don't know. It's funny. Like, I had her going for a little bit. I mean, who the fuck is going to tell me, like, oh, I live on the north side of the street?
Yeah, she's still on the line. She actually told you all north. Stupid. See, whatever she had you tell you, she actually thought about it for, like, a second. North.
Like, what the fuck, dude? I was just trying to confuse her, but...
I know. She actually fell for it. But she went along with it. They're so polite over there, man.
I know, dude. It's like, yeah, let's call some more. I love them here, but I don't know what it is about them Australians. They're a bunch of fucking cocksuckers. Yeah. They could all suck my dick.
Well, that was British, actually. It was 5 a.m. there.
Oh, good. Let's let's fucking wake up the whole goddamn continent.
All right, let's call Roy Blow. This is in
Roy
Blow in Benfleet, England.
Okay.
Excuse me. Coming up right now, everybody. Got a big sale.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
Listen, I want you to stand by for a special message from my good man, W.C. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's very important now. I know that he talks very fast, and I ask that you listen carefully. This could be a deal of a lifetime. Ready?
Yeah, go on.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, how you doing there, sir? We got some mind deals for you this morning. How you doing there? You had your tea and crumpets yet? We're going to deliver those straight to your house. You've won $1 million. £1 million. £1 million liras. How you doing today? Hello? I can see somebody in the background. Here's somebody in the background. What's going on there? You having breakfast? A little romp with a lady friend? What's going on?
Who is this?
I can tell she's a beautiful bird just by listening to her voice. I'm a voice analyzer. Hello?
Young Rob, voice analyzer.
I don't know. That was a fucking stupid call.
Goddamn horrible. You know how I use that spoof card stuff online, right? You know, I get the cards.
I've been fucking with that, yeah.
You got one? Did you get one?
Yeah.
Do you know that they have a new product that came out the other day? It's called Liar Card by the same company. It looked like a joke. It analyzes the person you're talking to, their heartbeat, and it'll let you know if they're lying to you while you're talking to them on the phone.
What?
Liarcard.com. I saw it and I said, this
Holy
has to be a joke.
Shit.
It says, like, it plays a heartbeat. Like, it tells you what their heart rate is if when they can't hear it, but you can when you're talking to them, and it'll start a buzzing noise if it detects that they're lying, that they're not being truthful.
Does it play on the phone?
Yeah, it plays on the phone. Like, they can't hear, but it tells you, it'll start going if they're lying, if it detects that they're being dishonest. Like, if their heart rate goes up or something, it'll tell you, like, if they're lying. It's really wicked, man.
Dude, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
So it buzzes right in the phone, they can hear it, and
yeah.
You just fuck.
Yeah,
we gotta do some, like, like W.C. Fields, Jack Burns.
Yeah, something
like
weird.
Interrogation.
Yeah, I remembered I was going to talk about that. I went to recharge my minutes, and the bottom it says liar card available now. And I clicked on it, and it's like, yeah, I'm trying to find it now, see if I can find it. Yeah, here it is. The latest in spy technology is what it says. It's liar
technology.
Yeah, from the creators of Spoof Card. It's at liarcard.com, and it shows, like, you can play the call back on the internet, on the website, and it gives you, like, a little graphic that shows you when they were lying and stuff.
Shit.
It's really weird, yeah.
Those guys are fucking geniuses.
Yeah, I don't know how accurate. I think that's, like, a joke thing, but...
It's still funny. You can call somebody up and start busting their balls, though. Yeah. I mean, total.
It says
you call up like, well, I think you're lying, sir.
Yeah. You can now have a competitive edge to negotiate a sweeter deal, hire better personnel, choose a more reliable supplier. Yeah, it's really weird. During your conversation, the voice of the person you called is analyzed in real time, during which a heartbeat pulse is played in the background, which only you will hear. A buzz is also played when the called party is suspected of not telling the truth, or is in an extreme state of mind. What the fuck is an extreme state of mind? If they're high? You know?
I don't know.
After the call, you can log in to replay the call, view the graphs, and read the analysis of the call. That's wicked, man. That is so...
That's fucking... I'll tell you what, dude. Those guys are onto something.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers are on a gold. How about to invest in everything they fucking do?
I know. When they go public, I'm there, man, because they're like the cutting edge of this shit, man.
It's like prank caller Evan.
Yeah. Oh, so you know the spoof card stuff is insane because you can, like, it records it for you and you just, you know, click and download it right on the website when you're done. It's great.
Yeah, I love that. I got two people fighting because of that fucking spoof card. Because
you can change the ID. Yeah, man.
Oh, it was so great. We called one broad and told her this fucking broad, it goes to the club. She's like 35. We told her, yeah, we're going to fucking, this is the Franklin County Child Services. We're taking your kids away because you're a fucking cum dumpster slut or whatever.
Oh, shit.
And then right after, I called the guy that we used as a caller. He kind of like called both people with the same caller ID. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like reverse vice versa.
You called one with the other, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they called the guy up. I'm like, yeah, you fucking called Amanda, you son of a bitch. I'll come beat your ass. And I knew his address and shit.
Right.
So they're like fighting, and she called him back and started yelling at him.
Oh, shit.
So it was pretty bad.
That's funny. You just wish you could hear that call that you didn't, you know, that you didn't do. You know, the one where they called each other. You just wish you could hear that call. That's funny, dude.
That's the thing. But luckily, they were at a club and people were telling me what was going on.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it was
cool.
But yeah. So let's
go some more.
Let's wake some people. It's a sunny morning.
Yeah, I got Raj. This is a restaurant. It's called Raj on Taj. R-A-J on T-A-J. I guess it's like some kind of Haji restaurant
thing. Oh, God.
All right, here we go. It's in Hyde Park.
Need.
Hyde Park. Good luck. Let's try this. Let me play a song. There we go.
All right.
Yeah.
Raj on Taj?
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Hello, how are you, my swinger buddy?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, what do you got today in special?
Special?
Yeah.
For the meal?
Yeah.
We've got goat masala.
Oh. Yeah. Got some dishes from the homeland, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, cooking it up real nice over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So what's going on? What are your hours looking like?
We'll be starting at 4:30 now.
Oh, yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from India.
Oh, yeah. All right. So what are you into, huh?
Sorry?
You like leather a little bit?
Hi.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I like a guy with your kind of attitude, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Could go places. You ever ridden on a Harley?
Okay.
Yeah, all right, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, so where you want to meet me at? I'll be down there in about half an hour. What do you say?
I'll be working now. I can't.
Oh, yeah. What's your name again, honey?
It's Tanvir.
Oh, yeah. All right. It looks like I called the right place, huh?
Yeah.
So you tell me more about your cuisine there. Just keep talking. Go ahead, buddy.
What kind of,
Yeah, go through first. You start out with the vegetables. What kind of stuff you got? Go ahead, keep going.
Nothing much.
Oh, you don't have none of that? Well, tell me about the meats. What kind of meats you got there? Ooh.
Oh, we've got beef, chicken, and lamb.
Okay, what's your favorite, baby?
I butter chicken.
Oh, you just like the chicken. You don't like that beef?
No, I don't eat beef. Like, it's a religious
thing. Oh, you don't eat that. That's right. I mean, some people, it ain't for some people, you know. I mean, so on to some more serious questions. What kind of drinks you got over there?
We've got all the white ones, the red ones, and the beers.
Cool. You're top or bottom?
Sorry?
Are you a top or a bottom?
I don't drink.
Oh, that's, yeah. Okay, well, so what are you doing tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing much. I'll be finishing at 12 and then going home.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you, hey, let's make it a night. Let's, you know what I'm saying? It's too early.
It's
too early. We go out a couple of drinks, you know what I'm saying? We get acquainted.
No, sorry about that. Like, I'll not be able to come.
All right.
So I don't drink and then go out nights, like.
No, we don't have to drink, you know what I mean? We just have a little coffee, you know? Have a little tea to go to bed to.
I don't go out because, like, I've got my assignments and stuff like that.
You got assignments. Hey, I'll give you an assignment. I'll give you an assignment. I assign you to come with me tonight. Night on the town, huh? What do you think?
Thanks about that. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. Me and you, we get acquainted. You know what I'm saying? I like guys like you. You know what I'm saying? Real polite.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Open to new adventures.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll make a pair, you and me.
That's no.
We're gonna take over this town. You understand?
Yep.
What kind of leather you like? I like the black leather. What kind of leather you into?
I'll be
a sacred cow any day. All right. So, yeah, tell me about the homeland. Just keep talking.
Sorry.
Yeah,
hello?
Go ahead. Hello.
Hello, yeah?
Yeah, keep talking, big boy.
Hello.
I'd like to hear your voice. Yeah. That's great. Come on, keep going, buddy. Woo.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Booking or something, because like other customers would be on the line as well.
Oh no, they don't worry about them. They'll be all right. So come on, baby. What I gotta do to get you to go out with me tonight, huh?
Not today. It won't be possible because I have to finish my assignment.
Come on, you finish that. I tell you what, I got money. How about we pay off your teacher, huh?
No, it can't be done.
Oh, yeah, it can.
International student, it's not possible. Like, we have to have good marks for that.
I got a lot of marks. I got Deutsch marks, you know, but I got a lot of pounds. I paid off judges. I pay off congressmen. We don't need some parliament. You know, that parliament, I pay them all off.
Yeah,
I guarantee I get a couple bucks. I'll take you out night on the town. And
yeah,
you'll get straight A's.
Not right now.
Great grades, buddy. Hey. You don't know who I am. I'm the governor. Hey, you ever heard of the governor?
Yeah, governor.
All right. So what time does I pick you up? You got it, 12?
Not today. Today it really won't be possible because it's a group assignment and I have to...
Oh, yeah. What about tomorrow? You seem like you're game for something, you know? I mean, we can wait on this.
I'm working 7 days out here.
Oh,
really,
no.
It's really tiring for me, because right now we are having the uni exams.
Yeah, no, we don't need that. We can just, I tell you what, so when we get together afterwards, you know what I'm saying? We have a little party, you know, release some steam. After
yeah,
you pass
so
all
after
your...
some time, after some few weeks.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, so how many guys call in a couple weeks, ask for you?
Maybe, like, end of December we can do that.
Oh, yeah, end of December, huh? How do you spell your name there, buddy?
It's Danvir.
Oh, wow, Danvir. Danvir, how do you pronounce it?
D for three.
What's that?
It's not D, it's T. T for three. It's T-A-N-V-I-R, Tanvir.
Tanvir, all right. I like that name. Kind of rolls off the tongue or something. You got a phone number there, buddy?
No, sorry. I don't have any phone number for me.
You don't have no phone number? What about an email address, huh?
No, not much of like I don't have internet at my home, so.
Oh, that's come on! Now you're just fooling with me. I tell you what, we're called. I tell you what, I'm coming back down there. We're coming back to the U.S. and then we got to come back. But
yeah.
I tell you what, we're coming back, and I tell you what, we going riding.
I know, the
Outback. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to have some good times, you know. Don't worry about that uni.
I have to think about that.
That's cool. That's no problem. We wait till after your exams and we get together, huh? All right.
After the exams, we can do that.
All right. I like your style, buddy. Like your style. So, all right. Well, I think I'm going to let you go now. Let you get back to work doing that hard work.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Hey, all right, Don Veer, all right, I call you. We're going to call you at the end of December, man. We go out, we're going to have some fun together, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, sure, we'll do that.
All right, baby, all right, I'll talk to you later there.
All right, see ya.
All right, bye-bye.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
What a weirdo, that guy. He was into it, man, you heard him.
That guy, like, I was just starting, I thought he was going to get, like, disgusted.
No, he was too. He was like, I would, but I gotta study. Those forwarders are all about studying.
Study, you stupid asses.
Yeah.
I love that, like, study. I never went to fucking college, and I'm sitting here, like, making, like, tons of money on my ass.
Yeah, thanks.
I love it.
Remind me, America.
Remind me as
I got, like, finals coming up and stuff, I'm, like, studying my ass off all stressed out. And I'll be doing that for the next year and a half, probably. So
you?
Yeah, probably. Probably, man. Probably.
Oh, that fucking blows.
It's going to be fucking worth it. I'm going to be pissed off if I get a degree and I can't find a fucking job. I'm going to be so pissed.
Oh, no. Here's the secret, right?
Yeah.
It's just about balls and confidence. You go into some place, and if you got to lie a little bit on your fucking application, do it. Just have people back you. I'll tell you what. Foolproof plan. Mm-hmm. You have a couple friends. The older and the more respectable they sound or position they have, the better.
Okay.
But I went into one job where I invented everything. Mm. I mean, I'm talking about places I lived, places I worked. I had fucking people checking out. Like, gave their numbers to call this guy. Oh, yeah, he was a manager here. He was great. You know what I'm saying? Got everybody. He was just one of our best people. We're sorry to leave him.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I mean, I got one of the best jobs. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
The quality, man. You just
got the people to vouch for you when they call in.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Fucking have him call me. I'd be like, yeah, he worked at this studio. Oh my god, he was like the fucking best, most dedicated. But then he fell in love. You know, he just you got to follow your heart.
Yeah, you got to follow your heart. You wanted to go to college. What the hell? Yeah. Fuck, man. I wish I could work in a studio or something. That's a nice job, man.
It is. Man. It's hard as fuck sometimes. These, I'm gonna tell you what, being in close quarters with a fucking cocksucker is no picnic. But it's worth it. It's fucking worth it.
Yeah, but you get to work with Busy Bone, man. That's it.
Yeah, that's cool.
You can say I work with Busy Bone.
Yeah, that's definitely cool. I want to work with some bigger names too. I mean,
for sure.
I'm really happy with that. That fucking guy scared the shit out of me. But
yeah, you get some weird. I was listening to that episode the other day. It was the weird, like he bowed when he shook your hand when he was leaving, and like he bowed.
Oh,
and
he
held it.
I was.
Yeah.
That motherfucker's nuts. Go on YouTube and watch his videos.
Yeah, they're
that
nuts.
Scared the shit out of him. I'm telling you what, you go on YouTube, type in Busy Bone, you'll see some funny ass shit.
Wow. Yeah.
There's all sorts of things where he's talking about, like, he was talking about one of the songs he recorded here, too.
Really?
It was like a Beyonce remix. He started going on about it.
Oh,
like,
God.
It was just.
Weirdo. Crazy ass guy. All right, dude. I'm going to get going. I got a headache that's, like, taking. You know when you get a headache that hits your eye? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that sucks.
I got to go find a painkiller to take or something.
Yeah, do that, man. Well, it's nice.
Dude, it's always good having you on, man. Don't be a stranger, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Always be around.
All right,
fucking
cool.
Take care, bud.
All right, man. You too. Talk to you later, Reclute.
All right, bye-bye.
Reclute, everybody.
All right, Reclute. Oh, man. Give that guy a hand, man.
Yeah, we did. We did give him a hand. I'll give him several. Where's the microphone? There we go. That's better. Anyway, yeah, that was fun. It's good to have a reclude on. I'm telling you, man, my eye is like, you know, when you get an eye ache, I wouldn't even say a headache. It's like an eye ache. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about? You guys aren't on mute, are you? I hear Milkman.
Dude, it's like pressure, man.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. Bad. But I've had it for like 3 or 4 days now. It won't go away.
Oh, man, this sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever checked your blood pressure recently?
My blood sugar? Yeah, I'm on a test strip, man. I got the...
No, your blood pressure. Your
my
pressure.
My blood pressure? No, no. No, not since I've been to the doctor.
Dude, man, when your pressure goes high, you start feeling it in your eyes, man.
Yeah.
So you really should get it checked, you know, when you get a chance, man.
Yeah.
Stop by Walmart and, you know, your hand in that collar, you know.
Is that thing accurate, man? I'm sorry. I'm falling asleep. I'm yawning, man. I got to get in the show. Someone's calling in. We'll take this call in a second. But is that really accurate, the machine you sit down at Walmart or the grocery store? I don't really buy it. I think that thing can be calibrated, man.
Dude, it's closer than just nothing. Guessing, man. It's not that far off because I actually got an electronic machine and compared them.
Hey, what's up? Hang on, Milkman. Hey, what's up? What's going on, man? Dead?
Nothing, man.
How you
it's
doing?
Fun, yes, bro.
Yeah, you sound very happy. Anybody else on the line with you tonight? You usually call in with, like, other people.
Yeah, Emmy's on the line, and Emmy's horny tonight.
Nice, Emmy. What's going on? Buttering some corn over there, are we? Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Emmy's mother is on the line, and she's really horny tonight, too.
Oh, wow. Well, you guys are just having a great old time, I'm sure. How you been, ma'am? You've been kind of, I'm really, I see off and on, I heard you took a bath in some bad stock the other day, huh?
Yeah, I lost 13, now I lost over $1,400 fucking dollars.
And Google, is it that Google stock I told you should buy, that you went ahead and bought?
I lost Google, Apple, and Cisco.
You bought Cisco stock too? Cisco stock went down too? God, everything went down. I got a bad feeling the economy, I think we're headed for some bad times in the next 14 months, I think. Especially with the housing market and the subprime lending catastrophe that's going to be hitting us soon. Stay away from the stock market now. You might be best, and I would recommend buying auctioned houses. I would recommend it because people have to live somewhere, you know what I mean? And now's the time to pick up. If you guys have any money there to put in capital, buy yourself a house or two that's going on auction on foreclosures. And,
dude, guess and what?
What?
Dude, no. Every fucking house is fucking going down. The housing market is fucking going down.
Right.
The stock market is fucking crashing. You know who's to blame? The fucking Congress and fucking Bush and Cheney.
No, I think
they're too fucking blame.
No, it's the banking industry, number one, number two. It's the Fed also, I think, for not stepping in on the subprime rate issue, and all those people. I knew it was going to happen. I was like, how are these banks going to lend to all these people who are at high risk for subprime mortgages? Sure enough, look what happened. Bit them in the ass. That's probably going to go into another depression, man. I would hate to say it, but this time next year, I think we're going to be in the middle of a depression. It's going to be horrible.
I'm going to have to move a bit. I'm going to have to move with my family to, like, Europe, or I'm going to have to go to the Virgin Islands with the Milkman, bunk with him for a couple, like, months, or
yeah.
I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
I bet you'd like to bunk with Milkman, wouldn't you?
No.
Yeah, right. I know you.
Oh, man. I would like to bunk with Emmy, man.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Or Angel.
Yeah, man. Would you be the top or the bottom in that one?
I don't know.
What you drinking tonight, man? You drinking girly Manhattans again?
No, I'm drinking fucking 86 proof rum.
That's how you do it.
That's not nationwide yet. It's only available in Chicago, Denver, and South Florida.
Oh, South Florida? Like Miami, South Florida, or Fort Lauderdale? I'll drive to Fort Lauderdale, but I'm not going to drive to Miami.
I have no idea. It's called Ruby Ray. R-E-R-E-Y.
Ruby Ray.
Yeah, R-U-B-I-R-E-Y.
Okay.
Yeah, it's by Bacardi. It's single barrel reserve.
Wow, but Bacardi is really branching out a lot. They got all the flavored ones. They got the wine cool, the malt drinks now. And now they got that, actually doing that. Huh? Good for them, man. That's a Puerto Rican rum, Bacardi is.
Yeah.
Member of the Puerto Rican rum family. All right, today, like I said, I'm going to wrap it up. I wanted to make sure. I know you were trying to get through for the longest, man, and I'm sorry, but I got to cut the show off.
Right, ask if you'll do a call, please.
Huh?
Next week, I'm going to my liquor store, and I'm going to buy some of, you know, the Virgin Islands rum.
Cruisin'?
You know, that milkman recommends.
Cruisin' rum, yes, sir. It's good stuff.
Yeah, Cruisin' rum. Right. And I'm going to buy some, and I'm going to drink it, and I'm going to like it, and, you know, I'm going to get drunk off it and shit.
Okay, good deal, man. It's good stuff. When I went on my cruise, I bought, I think it was like, God, like four huge bottles for like $12 of it or something. I brought a bunch of it home with me, man. Pretty good stuff, yeah. Yeah, that's what you get. There's good cheap jewelry and cheap alcohol in the islands, man. I recommend that to everybody. All right, Dad. I'm signing off now. Hey, thanks for calling in, man. Maybe next week we'll do some prank calls. All right, buddy?
Okay, man. Right, you're making me horny, bro.
You make me horny, too, man. I'll be thinking about you tonight under the covers, man. You got it.
I know, man. See you, buddy.
See you. Dead, everybody. That's the Dead. All right, we're gonna wrap it up here in a second here. Milkman's going to take us out of here. Just some quick announcements here. This episode will be uploaded to the podcast this weekend. If you're not a subscriber to the podcast, do that now. Please be sure to go to madhouselive.com. Check out our prank call archives. We did some changes to the website this week. I'd like to thank everybody who helped us out with suggestions for that. Much appreciated. You can also check out our newsletter. There'll be an update to the newsletter this weekend as well. And the forums are there as well. Please join in the forums. We're trying to make that grow a little bit here. I try to keep people connected. Like I said, I've got Madhouse promos. I've got prank calls that aren't anywhere else on the show. I got prank calls that aren't even on the rotation on there. So be sure to check that out. Tomorrow night, be sure to check out Zolar Vision. Zolar will be on Syndicate Radio. .TV, Syndicate Radio, of course. We are on Syndicate Radio now, as a matter of fact. Be sure to check him out, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Zolar Vision. Great show. Looking forward to that. Hook Nose Mike will be on in a few minutes after we are done here. So if you're listening to us on Syndicate, please stay tuned for the Hook Nose Mike show. And also, if you're not listening to us on this, wherever you're listening to us, stay tuned, okay? I'd like to thank everybody listening to us on Syndicate. I'd like to thank everybody listening to us on Madhouse. I'd like to thank everybody listening to us on TalkShoe. I'd like to thank all the guys and Team Speak with us tonight, all of you. Milkman, take us out of here, my friend.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what, I had a great time. I definitely want to thank our caller in tonight. We had Recluse. He joined in the show, man. Always a good time when Recluse comes in, the guys. And thank you so much for joining back in, Recluse. Looking forward to hearing some more funny stuff with you, man. Hey, I want to thank Mr. Ted Webb, man. Captain Picard out there at the IBM factory.
Ted Webb,
he's the man, man. Thank you so much for joining us. He provided us with our wonderful team, Fresh Hair, man, the big group effort, the big orgy group back here. We had a bunch of people in the team speak. We had Baz and the Warrior, Doc, Katie, everybody is locked in and wanted to hear us. Hey, man, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah.
Really glad to have you guys on board, man. Also want to thank my favorite, hardest working man in radio. I want to thank you, Mr. Lonesome Loser. Man,
yes,
without you, man, this world wouldn't turn and laugh, man. Thank God for it, Lonesome Loser, man. He's always got... You got to give that guy credit, guys.
Yes, sir. Hey,
I want to thank everybody for joining us in the chat. We had quite a few people in the chat, man.
A lot of people, yeah. Busy.
Busy night.
Actually, Milkman, we hit a total of 52 listeners at our peak tonight, which I must say is the best numbers we've had since the PCU split, which is awesome. So, hey, thank you, everybody, for spreading the word and listening to us.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Awesome stuff. We love where we are now. We wouldn't have it any
other way.
Those
numbers are going to go up, too, man.
Good fans, good people,
people
supporting us.
I've got a bunch of new people that are going to join in. Hey, man, I've got a bunch of new people are going to join the family of the Madhouse and get in this crazy thing we do with prank call radios, man. This is some fun stuff, man. I want to especially thank you, man, our fearless leader, Mr. Carlito, man, our El Generalissimo,
Madhouse,
Big Militia. Man, without you, man, I would have killed somebody tonight. Thank you so much, man, because somebody was high on my death list, man. So, yeah, the rope is right around their noose. Thank you so much, man. And also want to thank you, our listener, because you know what? It is all about you, man. We do this every week for you. You don't send us a dime. We pay every week just so we can have the most interactive, fun show available. Anybody can join in. You can call in, join in the net. Miami's, you can do a request a prank anonymously from the web. Hey, thanks a lot. We love you, man, and keep coming back. We got a lot more fun stuff coming up this year, and look for some really nice surprises before Christmas. Thank
you
for tuning in. I also want to thank Sweet Kisses for tuning back in, also welcome back Neo to the family. Neo's back in the family. Welcome.
It's good to see you, man.
That's right, man. I want to thank you so much for joining in. Back to you, Big Carlito.
All right, Milkman. Thank you. Okay. I want to apologize. We had two requests of pranks that came in, and we didn't get to them, unfortunately. We had a lady who hates to be called fat, and we didn't get to that. I apologize. And I also want to apologize to Rosie, who sent in again for the second time, Rowena. I think we called her once before, and it was pretty funny. But we didn't get to her this week. I apologize, gentlemen, but it is saved. We will try to get that on our next show, either a week from tonight on next Thursday here at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or if not, maybe before that. Maybe we'll do a surprise show sometime. Ted, man, thanks for hosting the TeamSpeak for us so everyone can be connected, man. Thank you for being in. We didn't get to you either tonight, man, but I'm sorry, but I'm running out of gas, like I said. You're the man. Thank you, sir.
Hey, it was a good show.
Running out of gas. Thanks, Ted. Tuck Warrior, everyone, be sure to go to prankcall.info for Tuck. And the Warrior has no website, but be sure to check him out over there at...
Sunday afternoon, prankcall.info. Click on the link.
That's right. Listen to that. And everyone, if you want to see the Warrior's video...
Info.com.
If you want to see the Warrior's video, be sure to go to pornotube.com. He's listed on there. Be sure to check that out. Baz, I see he's been joining us tonight. Everybody out there. Awesome. All right, folks, we're out of here.
Do you like a porno?
Do you like a porno?
Good show, man.
All right, thanks. Everybody, thanks for listening. We'll catch you here next week.
Watch Chuck live naked.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking team of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.